You're listening to SBS News.
Indonesian soldiers are on the offensive against what they call criminal gangs in its remote province of Papua. Opposing them are the West Papua National Liberation Army, continuing their decades-long fight to end Indonesian rule. The battles come after at least 17 construction workers were killed on a major highway in the Induga Highlands 10 days ago. Claiming responsibility, the West Papuan separatists have released videos, one claiming to show the workers were military personnel, the other with spokesman Sebi Sambam reading a renewed declaration to President Joko Widodo.
We will continue the armed resistance without surrender, and we will continue to fight until full independence is achieved from Indonesia's brutal colonialism.
West Papua's civil conflict has raged since Indonesia's annexation of the former Dutch colony and a disputed UN referendum in the 1960s. Many thousands of lives have been lost, and Indonesia has been regularly criticised for human rights abuses. The video calls for the withdrawal of all Indonesian military forces from Papua, deployment of UN peacekeepers, and a new vote for self-determination. Indonesia's Minister for Security Affairs, Wiranto, rejects the separatists as criminals.
Why should I respond to them? What's important is that the state is still obliged to protect all its citizens, and that's what we're doing.
At issue is a 4,000-kilometre-long highway through the Papuan provinces without the approval of many traditional landowners. Indonesian forces have retaken key locations in their counter-attack, but the death toll is mounting among combatants and there are unconfirmed reports of civilian casualties. Indonesia expert Richard Chevelle at Melbourne University says the latest developments mark a change in West Papuan tactics.
An armed attack on, according to the Indonesian government, civilian workers on an infrastructure project complicates that human rights argument, which is a centrepiece of West Papuan arguments for their independence.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.